the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly broke down crying during his first interview since being accused of aggravated sexual abuse. He's claiming he is innocent and that his checkered past is not relevant.
I will tell you this. People are going back to my past and they're trying to add all of this stuff now to that, to make all of the stuff that's going on now feels real to people.
But the past is relevant with you with underage girls.
Absolutely, no, it's not.
Why?
Because for one, I beat my case. When you beat something, you beat it.
You were acquitted.
We can't double jeopardy me like that. You can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to nobody. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
I want to keep that clip, by the way, for later. You can't double jeopardy me.
R. Kelly also got very emotional at one point.
What? How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me, with my crazy past and what I've been through? Oh, right now, I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
Now, to be fair, that's a great argument I would do. Like, why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense. I'd get caught if I did that.
Well, you know who else did that exact same interview, style, was Jussie Smollett. And look where he ended up. But ironically enough, Queen Latifah is standing by him. She says that until she sees proof that he staged his own hate crime, she doesn't believe it.
Until somebody can show me some proof otherwise, I'm going with him. You know, because the guy I've seen has always been someone who cares about people, who cares about others, and who's very kind, and who's always been cool and sweet, and that's just the guy I know. So until I can see some definitive proof, which I haven't seen yet, I gotta go with him until I see otherwise.
I get where there's blind loyalty, but just because somebody's one way to you doesn't mean that they're not something. For example, ever hear of Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show? These people live normal lives. People don't even suspect a thing.
And then they kill people,
so you can be a different person.
Yeah, Joe is right. And also, what more definitive proof do you need? He pleaded guilty to falsifying reports to the police. He pleaded guilty. They found the check that he had signed to pay the guys to do it. They have video footage of these guys practicing the attack. I do not understand. Like, sometimes, you know what? You hear people like this, they're just morons. They're morons. You have the facts right in front of you, and you still refuse to believe it? You're a moron. You're a moron. Yesterday, by the way, this is pretty crazy, during her second day back on the TV, Wendy Williams opened up about her drug addiction, saying that she is still a walking addict.
I've told you my over 10-year ride with the cocaine and the crack. Oh, yes, crack is whack. But it was very good to me at a particular stupid point in my life. I've shared this with you in my book. I've shared this with you on this show. I've shared this with you on my radio show. I was a mess, you know, functioning, killing myself. So I realized that I am a walking addict. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't just clean it up and stop it and think that it's not going to affect you.
And Kit Harington says it's hard to do interviews about the Game of Thrones or about Game of Thrones without giving anything away.
I can't say anything. That's the problem. We're all in the same boat. All of us in the cast are kind of turning to each other going, what do you say? I can't even say lies. I can't even make something up.
Why can't you make stuff up?
Because then that gets picked up, and then they pick that apart, and then anything that might be true, they've narrowed that out of it. So it's a minefield.
Just throw stuff in that couldn't possibly happen, like Frodo throws the ring into Mount Doom or something like that.
Yeah. Jon Snow marries the Night King or
something.
Exactly,
like that.
Coming up in less than an hour, good news and bad news for Kylie Jenner.